This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
TMB, otherwise known as Ty Bollinger. I got a garden story from yesterday to today that relates to hot jalapenos. Are you up for it?
I'm up for it, RSB. How you doing, by the way, my friend?
Doing well, my friend. We had a great hour with John Rappaport, and you know he always brings it, and we get to go outside the box, which I'm thrilled about. I was out in the garden yesterday. Occasionally, I'll do a Facebook Live post. You know about that because Charlene gets to do those fun things, too.
Yep.
And my son, who's 17, as you know, was not available at the moment. He was indisposed. So I went to my daughter, who's 11, going on, I don't know, 17, so I figured she could do this, right? And so I give her the phone to do the Facebook Live, and she is the funniest camera girl ever. Because I'm like, I'm over here. No, here. She's like, no, there's a squirrel. There's a flower. Anyway, so I'm out there talking about the garden, the things we're going to talk about on the show. And I show everybody these tomatoes are beautiful and huge, and my jalapenos. They've all gone just a beautiful red. If you had a little red Corvette, the color of my jalapenos, it'd be gorgeous, right? So I cut one. Didn't get to it till dinner tonight. My son was like, let me have that. So I cut half of it for him, take the seeds out, and he eats it. And I'm like, how is it? He's like, oh, it's good. It's really good. It's not too hot. On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the hot? Oh, it's about a 3. And then, of course, he eats the rest of it, and then it swallows it and goes, oh, my God. And he starts sweating. He starts crying. And like, oh, man. Of course, it takes a 17-year-old to say, I can do it, Dad. So I was smart. I cut it up and put it into a bowl of rice and beans, and it was a perfect blend, perfect heat. But it was just one of those fun little things where, no, I'm not going to eat it straight, kid. I'm going to put it in my food, and it was great.
There you go, man. And I love jalapeno peppers. I love hot peppers, but that's the way to eat them. You don't need to prove your manhood by eating a whole one. Just using the flavor, and that's the way to do it.
So, yeah, and I was asking the question because I didn't know, right? I'm learning about gardening, right? And I've gotten pretty good at it, but I'm still got a lot to learn. And so I didn't know, like, most people eat jalapenos when they're green. I think of green peppers, and I don't think they're ripe, so we let them go, and they're red, and they're beautiful. I'm thinking, will they be sweeter, or will they be hotter? I think they're hotter and sweeter.
I think, I think they're both. Mm-hmm. And there is nothing that I like better than hot peppers to flavor just about anything. As a matter of fact, you know, growing up in Texas, we had some friends that were Hispanic, and she cooked fresh homemade tortillas every day for the family, and she made almost every dish had cut up jalapeno peppers in it. And so I had a taste for jalapeno peppers and hot peppers since I was a kid. I mean, I love hot food. And it's really good for you. It's very protective for the heart as well.
Oh, yeah. No, there's all kinds of health benefits, capsaicin as well. And we use homeopathic capsicum in the homeopathic form. It's one of the most indicated remedies for infant earache or ear inflammation or infection. So it's a great remedy for a lot of reasons in a lot of different ways. So that's where we open the show, talk about a little gardening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, going outside the box or inside the box if you have a box garden.
You know, since we're on gardening real quick, I didn't mention it before, but we're right in the middle of strawberry season, and so we're getting we've got to be getting 3 or 4 quarts of strawberries a day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, we're getting tons of strawberries right now, so I'm loving it. I love it just to sit down and eat a big, fresh bowl of strawberries picked from the garden.
Nice. It's already blueberry season down in Florida. That happens a lot earlier here, so strawberries have long since passed, so I would enjoy that with you. Now, As far as stories to cover, we've got them linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Of course, you can always check out thetruthaboutcancer.com and so many other links we have to learn about the things that will empower you in health, healing, and maybe dissipate some of the fear associated with disease that seems like most of the country is freaking out about. Oh, my gosh, the government's not going to cover my health care. Well, what they're going to do is mandate you to participate in a system of medicine that is just as likely to kill you as it is to help you. It's not really going to help you. It will suppress some of your aches and pains, but create 10 other diseases in the process. And if you want to choose that, that's fine, but don't force us to participate. That ain't right. That violates fundamental freedoms endowed to each of us by our Creator. And TMB and RSV here, not created by government.
That's right. That's right. You apparently had some fun last hour talking about that topic. I was listening in a little bit.
Just a wee bit. When John's on board, we just have a blast, and with you as well, my friend. So,
You were talking about something off air. You were trying to pick names for some pharmaceutical company. So what's going on there? Tell me.
Oh, yeah. The Valeant Pharmaceuticals, they're a little upset because they've been caught with their hand in the pharmaceutical cookie jar one too many times. Price fixing, price gouging, paybacks, kickbacks, all kinds of nasty stuff. And maybe Valeant Pharmaceuticals is not a good name for us. So we were trying to come up with new names to help out a big pharma buddy of ours. Not really, but, you know, we're nice that way.
I got you. Remember the comic strip when we were growing up, Prince Valiant?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that because it's not a very valiant thing to do that they did. So they should change their name.
I think they should. I think they should. So let me think. A good name for them would be, you know, we could just use like acronyms, Robert. We could just call them, you know, A&E Pharmaceuticals. How about
A&E,
that?
A&E, A&E, A&E. What would that stand for, though?
Assassination and extermination.
Okay. No, I get it. But that's good because it kind of hides their true intent.
Yeah. So we could just call them A&E Pharmaceuticals. Or we could call them BS Pharmaceuticals.
Can we say what that stands for?
Butcher Slaughter.
Okay, Butcher Slaughter. Or you can't say bull snot. That's okay too. It's just kind of nasty. Although they probably put it in a vaccine, so maybe that wouldn't be so good.
That's right. So yeah, so we can either call them A&E. I think A&E's Pharmaceuticals is a good name. Maybe they'll change their name to A&E now.
Okay. Well, no one will say TMB is not supportive of big pharma name changes.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, on to the vaccine issue. This last week, big news. Although not covered by the mainstream media, no surprise there. There was a vaccinated versus unvaccinated study that was published, and our buddy Sayer G at Green Med Info has a big piece on it. But apparently it's been challenged. Has it been removed? I'm not sure. But they're in desperation mode because all this study did was follow many people over many years to say, what are the health outcomes? What are the reported health outcomes associated with children who have been vaccinated versus children who have not, especially as it relates to chronic disease? And if you're a big pharma pro-vaccine person, you got to be really embarrassed and sheepish about this. You're going to attack this thing every which way you can.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, they found in this study, and this is the one of the first. There's been a couple of other studies, but this is pretty thorough. This is one of the first, for sure. 4.7-fold higher increase of ASD, of ADHD in vaccinated. 3.7-fold increase in learning disabilities and then diagnosed with some sort of a brain issue. What does NDD stand for? Do you know what
that
is?
Well, it's some neurological issues. I mean, this is
NDD.
The thing. When we talk about all chronic diseases together, it was triple the rate of chronic diseases. In some cases, you had ridiculous numbers, and we covered it earlier in the week.
Okay.
And you know, the thing is, it's not something that if you talk to a doctor of chiropractic, or a real naturopath, not the ones who are medical naturopaths, because they'll even vaccinate you. But if you talk to people who are observational, homeopaths, etc., they'll report what I've been reporting on this show for years, that the healthiest kids I see are the least vaccinated. The healthiest kids I see are the ones that are not at all vaccinated.
Yeah.
And that's just observational. But, of course, that doesn't count because, you know, what you see is not real until it's been peer-reviewed and double-blinded. Oh, wait a second. They don't do double-blind studies on vaccines.
Right. Right. And that, you know, that's the same. This same scenario is what played out with Dr. Paul Thomas and his story in The Truth About Vaccines. You know, if you remember, he shared the fact that he had 13,000 patients that he's gone through, and he's found that the ones that are the least vaccinated are the healthiest, and the ones that are the most vaccinated are the sickest. I mean, it's just you know, you might just say, well, that's just a retrospective study or whatever, but it plays out, and we see this over and over. This is the one of the first studies of this kind, but can you imagine if the results had been different and that the non-vaccinated had like 3 to 4 times the ADHD and autism? I mean, this would literally be all over every news channel for the next month.
Oh, yeah, 24/7 they'd be reporting on this, how vaccinated kids are the healthiest kids. Kids who are not getting vaccinated have more chronic disease, more allergies, yep, more neurological problems. So, again, it's always the selective reporting. Just as we said last hour when we found out that one out of three drugs approved by the FDA in the first 4.2 years of it hitting the market, you have no idea if you're going to live when you take it. They find out only after it's approved how dangerous it is. So two out of three ain't bad is what we opened with Meatloaf last hour, Ty. And it was fun, but it was also disastrous when we're pointing these things out. And it's not something new for those listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years. Yeah. Or those who have watched The Truth About Cancer, The Truth About Vaccines, The Truth About Detox. This message is consistent. There is no such thing as a drug or vaccine deficiency disease. In fact, they are creating more diseases than they're reversing.
They are. And two out of three ain't bad if you're a baseball hitter. Two out of three ain't bad if you're, well, if you're Shaquille O'Neal or DeAndre Jordan, it still ain't bad for free throws. But when we're talking about drugs that are killing people, that's not acceptable.
Well, and point this out. If you go to a health food store and think one out of every three items in this health food store has devastating side effects or could even result in your death, Dick Durbin and Congress would have had congressional hearings. The FDA would have sent in SWAT teams across the country and shut down every mom-and-pop health food store in the nation. And, of course, there's not one peep out of Congress after they acknowledge this. And this was published by the Washington Post. We reported on this last hour, coming out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. So there is cognitive dissonance to a deadly level.
Yeah, there is. And, Robert, anytime that you're so sold to something that you have to be intellectually dishonest to believe, to continue believing in it, you should probably challenge your belief system.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that begs the question of, are we asking the right questions about vaccination and about children's health? And, you know, this is another great article on Green Med Info, and this is an important question to ask. Are we asking the right question when it comes to how do we protect from disease? And what is the price of that protection if it creates 10, 15, 20, or 30 others, including devastating neurological diseases and even death? And that's a big question. It's a hard question. It's not comfortable. It has to be asked.
It does. Well, it sounds like we're coming up on a break.
Well, then we're going to ponder that. If you have a question or a comment, TMB, RSB here, Super D as well. Ben is on the board. The number is 866-939-BELL. Call in now, 866-939-2355. Or you can leave a message or comment at the website, robertscottbell.com. More with Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this brief break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Scott Belcher. Are we asking the right questions about childhood health, the immune system, and the cost-benefit analysis of vaccines? And I don't think a lot of rational discussion is happening within the medical field. I mean, there are doctors that are asking the right questions. Some of them were featured, in fact, in The Truth About Vaccines. One of them that I interviewed, we still found the interview that I did in St. Pete with Dr. Cornelia Franz.
No.
She's awesome.
Never found it.
But it is so bizarre because she's one of the pediatricians that have been asking the right questions and has also confirmed my observations as a homeopath. And she's a medical doctor, pediatrician. She said, you know what? The healthiest kids I see are the kids that are the least or not vaccinated at all.
Yeah. Yeah. One of these days I'll see that interview. I just don't know where it is.
We're going to have to dig that up or do it again because she's awesome. So, this is the kind of cool stuff that we get to do on the air together, TMB, RSB together, because we don't take big pharma money. That's why you'll see on the evening news they will not cover stories like this with any degree of intellectual integrity, because if they do, they'll lose their money, because the money coming from big pharma is funding them. So the choices you make about your kids, is it based on PR press releases from Madison Avenue funded by big pharma and spewed out as news in the 24-hour networks, much less the evening news? Is that where it's happening? Or can we observe, like TMB, you're a dad, RSB, me, I'm a dad, Super D, you're a dad, you can say, you know what, there might be a different way to go.
Well, you know, that's the problem, Robert, is that when you start questioning whether or not there's a better way to go, you're automatically labeled to be some kind of a crazy kook. You know, I had my right shoulder operated on about 10 years ago. I injured it playing ball, and just I had to have some arthroscopic surgery on it. And before I had the surgery, I had to sign all kinds of paperwork, you know, letting, you know, kind of basically, if they killed me during surgery, you know, they wouldn't be liable. So, you know, I was given informed consent at that point. I knew that going under anesthesia was risky, and that there are certain, you know, that I remember them saying, you know, there's a certain percentage of people that you know, have a hard time coming up from anesthesia. So they went over all this stuff before the operation. But we're not getting that side of the coin when it comes to vaccines, Robert. We're not parents are not being told this vaccine could cause neurological damage in your child. Here's the proposed benefit. Here's the risk. Now it's up to you whether you want to do that. They're just told, here's the vaccine. You give it or you're a crazy kook because you anti-vax crazy person.
Well, why can't a parent know that there is a higher risk of neurological or neurodevelopmental disorders? Those are what the NDDs you mentioned earlier, right? And then make your own assessment to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to look at, honestly, the risk of these so-called diseases you're telling me to be frightened to death of, to find out if they're really death-inducing. Like measles, again, they make fun of it on the Brady Bunch. Now measles case means everybody's going to die. What changed? Just the PR, not the disease. And of course, if you're generally healthy, have access to nutrition, I mean, these things are not going to kill you. Now, even better, if you knew about homeopathy and natural medicines and detoxification, you're golden when you interact with these childhood rites of passage. And my kids survived them and thrived because of it, and they're not chronically ill.
Yeah, and you're right. They do try to scare us about these diseases today. You know, one of my favorite quotes from The Truth About Vaccines is Dr. Larry Pilevsky. I just love that guy. He's just so matter-of-fact, so smart. Yeah. And one of the things that Larry said was, you know, they try to make us afraid that measles is a deadly disease, but it's not. And, I mean, just the way he said it, I'm like, you know, he's right. They scare us into getting vaccines from diseases that really aren't all that dangerous, typically. You know, Dr. Paul Thomas, we went over the numbers, and your chances of your kid dying of whooping cough literally is one in a million. There's about 4 or 5 deaths a year, apparently, and there's about 4 million births. So literally about 1 in a million is the chance that the kid dies from whooping cough. I'm willing to live with that and not get the vaccine.
Well, and I would say it would be 0 in a million if they know the things we know here, including how
if homeopathic, they give them vitamin C.
Well, yeah, or selenium and homeopathic Bryonia alba, for goodness sake. So there are ways to deal with it that they don't even acknowledge exist. So it's an altered reality that they provide to you. They're stuck in a box, that pharmaceutical medical box. We would call it at this point pseudoscientific because they're not honest about the findings. That's what this study showed us about the vaccinated versus unvaccinated. They're attacking it viciously because they're scared to death that people will figure out that they've been sold a false bill of goods.
Mm-hmm. And people are figuring out, Robert. More and more people every day are figuring out. The problem is, I think that's why that vaccines have become such an enemy now. The anti-vaxxers are such an enemy to the medical establishment because we are threatening their money because they have no science to stand on.
You are so right, my friend. We got TMB, we got RSB, we got Super D in the house. We got more outside-the-box healing to go. Breast cancer screening guidelines. Are they up, down, sideways? Which way? How about statin side effects? Are they all in your head or are they all in your head? That's a good question. We'll be back with that after this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium level. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The last hour we opened with a story in the Washington Post, of all places, that acknowledged that FDA-approved pharmaceuticals, the first 5 years or so, you don't want to be on them because you're going to be an experiment, a human experiment, a guinea pig. And that was in the Washington Post. So occasionally the mainstream media covers something, but of course it dies a quick death immediately, like the people on the drugs, almost, because no one else picks it up. There are no congressional hearings. How outrageous. Because if it was one in three dietary supplements, I'm telling you, they'd be shutting down health food stores today if that were the case after that article. Now, in the New York Times, I wanted to bring this up because here's a piece that tries to save Big Pharma. It's all about statin drugs. And the headline reads, "Are statin side effects all in our heads?" They're actually making the claim that people believe they're going to have side effects because they've heard about them, and that's really the problem with statins. Not that statins actually do damage to your brain.
That's bizarre, man. So they're saying that statin drugs don't really harm. People just have heard that they'll they'll harm, so they psychosomatic effect.
Yeah, it's like sort of like the placebo effect. If you read about the side effects of the statin drug, you're going to think you have them, even if you don't. That's the pretense. Now, I interviewed an honest-to-God NASA astronaut, an MD, Dr. Dwayne Graveling, many years ago, and he wrote a book called Lipitor, Thief of Memory. Now I have to go back to that interview and put an asterisk by it to say maybe it was all in his head. It wasn't real.
That's just crazy. I mean, what about the? How many people have died from statin?
Nah, they just thought they died.
I mean, I know. That, I mean, it's not like. I don't think it's as many as we had with. What's the one that Dr. Scott Rubin helped to approve?
Was it the Vioxx?
Vioxx. It's not as many as with Vioxx, which is 60,000 or 70,000. But I know that there's been statins have been linked to at least 20,000 deaths. So were those psychosomatic too?
Right. Exactly. These people thought they placeboed themselves to death. Right.
Let me correct that. I think it's 20,000 side effects, and I think it's a couple of hundred deaths from statins. But regardless, let's look at the couple hundred that have died. Was that psychosomatic? They died because they thought they were going to die from statins? I don't think so.
Well, actually, they lost their mind, so they didn't even know they died. Because remember, it thieves your brain, your memory. Why? Because it reduces, for one, coenzyme Q10, essential energy in the mitochondria production.
Right.
And, of course, it reduces cholesterol, which what is your brain and nerve made up of? Fat, cholesterol. So it's absolutely destructive of your brain and nervous system. Don't tell me it's just a placebo effect.
No, of course not. Of course it's not. But this is just a way to kind of to skate out of liability for the statin side effects. Like, well, the cyanide that you just took that killed you wasn't really poisonous. You just thought it was going to kill you because you heard cyanide was dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking that this is the New York Times, which is, they call it the paper of record, but this is the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media, basically saying to the FDA, listen, you're irresponsible here, even pointing out side effects, because if you didn't point them out, they wouldn't happen. It wouldn't be real, right?
Yeah.
Because it's all in everybody's head. It's just made up.
It's just made up, yeah. Which lends the question, well, how did the first side effects happen then? Because there wasn't any statistics at that point.
Right, right.
There was no reported bad benefits when the first ones happened.
Right. By the way, statin drugs precipitate congestive heart failure by reducing coenzyme Q10 in that muscle, that is the heart, that needs copious amounts of it. And in fact, Merck holds the patent, the original statin drug patent, on, a CoQ10 inclusive form of the statin drug because they knew that it was devastating. But it would be a little too expensive, and that would mean they would have to acknowledge the reduction in CoQ10 and the dangers associated with it, and they didn't want that liability.
Wow. So, again, we go to the money. We follow the money to see what's really driving decisions. You know, it reminds me of the interview that I had with attorney Michael Hugo in The Truth About Vaccines, where he said, you know, when he goes to court, he has a half a penny. And it turns out that one of the reasons, this was way back when, this is 30 or 40 years ago, and I can't remember the vaccine, but one of the reasons that one of the vaccine makers didn't make their vaccine less toxic was because it would cost them a half a cent more per dose. And he said, when you're standing there and you're trying to prosecute a pharmaceutical company for brain damaging a child that's, you know, can't talk, it's drooling, that's staring at the ceiling, and you hold up a half a cent, and you say, for a half a cent, we could have prevented this. He said, it's hard for them to argue with that at that point.
Sure. Well, and at this point, we're talking about the half cent difference is the mom and dad saying, no, you will not come near my child with that needle and all of its nasty ingredients that you say is completely safe. You know what? Give it all to Paul Offit. Let him inject it into himself. And leave us all alone.
We can do 10,000 vaccines at once and be safe. He said that about a baby. Baby could withstand 10,000 vaccines at once, no problem.
Yeah, it's like the guy from the biotech industry that says glyphosate is perfectly safe, and the interviewer says, here's a cup of it, drink it. What,
he's
crazy?
Crazy? You think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're dealing with, folks. That's what we're dealing with. And if we go back to, Cancer Step Outside the Box, the thing that started a lot of this that you wrote years ago. And, of course, our book that we wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal, bringing information out there in a way never before brought out. We look at cancer screening. And there's an article here on Natural News that talks about the ever-changing breast cancer screening guidelines. And the bottom line in all of their guidelines as they continue to change them is, what are the bottom line profits? How do we profit more? How do we capture more women, frighten them into procedures that can actually give us the money we want to continue to dominate the world?
Well, I mean, we know that breast cancer screening is all about the money. I mean, there's no doubt. Look at the amount of money that's generated from mammograms, even though we know that mammograms have been associated with increased risks of cancer. It's just bizarre, Robert. We've talked about this for years, and I still can't wrap my mind around the fact that the most popular screenings for breast cancer cause cancer, that the most popular treatments for breast cancer, like tamoxifen, is a known carcinogen, that the most popular treatments for other types of cancers, chemotherapies, are known to cause cancer. It's like, I don't understand. How can people actually buy this? That these are the best that we can offer when they actually cause the disease that they're supposed to prevent or to diagnose. It is cognitive dissonance at its finest. You have to completely jettison logic to buy into this.
You must be on a statin drug and have lost your mind to buy into that. Now, if you are radiologically dissonant, for instance, if you're arguing that women over 45 should have annual radiation of their breast tissue, mammograms, or even more frequently if they're over 55, I want you, this is where I want to do this government work program for you. We're going to invest in America, and we're going to have all the doctors that insist on these mammograms, we're going to have them sent over to the Hanford nuclear waste site to fix the hole in the ground. You guys do that, and then come back and tell us how safe radiation is.
Well, Robert, I mean, when we look at breast cancer screening with radiation, I mean, I think it was Dr. Russell Blaylock that showed that each mammogram increases breast cancer risk by, I think it was 1%, and maybe it was 2%. But let's say it's 1, just being conservative. So that means that from the age of 40 to 50, the woman's risk of breast cancer has increased by 10%. Now, is it worth a 10% increase in risk of cancer to diagnose breast cancer during that 10-year period? Well, there was a 2009 study that came out that showed that mammograms between the ages of 40 and 50 for women had no benefit. In other words, they didn't reduce mortality from breast cancer. So, and this was an independent study, and it was not like by Cochrane Collaboration, but it was by a group that was similar to Cochrane that was just analyzing studies, right? Mm-hmm. And so they showed that breast cancer mammograms between 40 and 50 does not reduce mortality. So given that study, coupled with the fact that we know that breast cancer risk increases by 1% per mammogram, then you just increase your risk of 10% between the age of 40 and 50 and not reduce mortality by anything. So if we look at that from a cost-benefit analysis or risk-benefit analysis, you'd have to say you shouldn't get mammograms at least until 50, even if you're pro-mammogram.
Sure. And, of course, it belies the fact that there are other technologies that are very sensitive, perhaps even more sensitive than mammography, at detecting cellular or mass abnormalities through temperature differentiation. It's called thermography. And why that's not in every doctor's office that does mammography, I would almost say I'll never know, but I know the reason why. Because, it takes the harm out of pharmaceutical medicine.
Works too well, no side effects, cost too little.
Mm-hmm.
That's three reasons.
Yep, no radiation, we don't want it. That's what they're dealing with there. Hey, folks, we get comments and questions of the day coming in all the time. I try to keep up with them. There was a nice one that just came in, but I talked to this woman the other day, her name, Leanne, and she wrote to me. She was asking about immune issues because she had a lot of surgeries. In fact, she went to Spain for disc replacement. They do things that the FDA won't approve of here, even though it's viable and it helps her. But she's still in a lot of pain. And I talked about utilizing silver and rebuilding connective tissue with silica and easing the muscle spasms with magnesium. And then she, you know, I brought up the CBD issue. She said she didn't know about the CBD because she's on heavy stuff, OxyContin extended release, Cymbalta, Klonopin, ibuprofen, killing her kidneys. Oh, my gosh. Devastating. Now, she's looking to go more natural, and I told her about PlusCBDOil.com, but she also said at the end of the questioning and comment, she says, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. Also, your book, which includes Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal, is phenomenal, and I read it cover to cover today. So I love hearing from somebody that gets that kind of information, could absorb it rapidly. We wrote it so simply that it can be read in a day, but there's a lot of information in it.
There is. There is. It's a very understandable book. It's only, 110 pages?
Yeah.
But it's deep, too, though. It's a lot of good, a lot of heavy stuff, but it's easy to understand. So.
Well, it's cool because people are still discovering it today and going, dude, where was this book, right? It slipped under the radar screen. But let me just say to you, if you're listening, Leanne, the CBD oil at your level to get you off some of those heavy medications, you might have to be doing the super strong stuff, the gold stuff that you get from PlusCBDOil.com. Enter RSB15 and you'll get 15% off at checkout. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Back with TMB after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, we talked about one of the ways to prevent breast cancer is to stop radiating your breast tissue. Doctors, gosh darn it, come on. Get with the program here. Uh-huh. But TMB, of course, you've written about it extensively. You did the truth about cancer, and we've got a live symposium coming up in October in Orlando. But maybe we can give some more hints and tips for the ladies and the men who don't want to suffer from breast cancer.
Sure. So one thing to remember is never use an antiperspirant under your arms. We notice that's where a lot of breast cancers start. And I think one of the reasons, well, there's many reasons, but one of the reasons is that antiperspirants limit the sweat. They stop the perspiration. And we sweat for a reason. They're toxins that are in our body we need to get out. And one of the main places that we sweat them out is under our arms. So if you're using antiperspirant, you're inhibiting the release of those toxins right there, right at those lymph nodes. So we see that, and we also see that women have a much higher risk of breast cancer if they wear underwire bras most of the day. We interviewed, remember, a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, Sid Singer.
Sid Singer, right.
Yeah. So
ever since then, I've stopped wearing an underwire.
I try not to as well. At least I try to limit it.
Super Don doesn't listen to me though. Every day puts on the underwire. Super Don,
dude,
I'm
from the 70s. I don't wear a bra.
Oh, I'm sorry. I read you all wrong. No, these are, you think we're not joking, but we're trying to make light of the fact that indeed there are things that block lymphatic flow, drainage, if you will. There are lymph tissue at the breast tissue area, not only the antiperspirants, but the physical constriction is very, very damaging and can create the scenario where breast cancer wouldn't have had to happen, and it likely will.
That's true. And what Sid and Soma did, Soma Grismeyer, Sid Singer's wife, they wrote a book called Dressed to Kill, and they looked at, well in excess of 10,000 women, I believe, in Fiji, and they analyzed their rates of cancer, breast cancer, and then correlated that to how often they wore a bra, and they found out that women that wear a bra 24 hours a day in Fiji, these women that they looked at were 3 in 4, 75% chance of breast cancer if you wore a bra all the time. If it was like 12 hours or so a day, I think the incidence of breast cancer was like 1 in 4, like 25% chance of cancer. And for women that never wore a bra, which, Don, you'll be happy about this since you never wore a bra. The rates of breast cancer were 1 in 168. So there was a huge correlation between the amount of time that a woman wore an underwire bra and the rate of breast cancer. And why? Well, the underwire bra stops the flow of the lymph system underneath the arms. And that's where most tumors start. And why? Why is that a big deal? Same reason not sweating is a big deal, because the lymphatic system not only bathes the nutrient or the cells with nutrients, but it also carries away toxins from the cells. And so if we stop the flow of the lymphatic system underneath the arms, not a good thing. So those are two really pretty easy things that you can do if you're a woman, is limit the time you wear the bra, and don't use any perspirant. If you use a deodorant, that's okay, as long as it's not got aluminum and other bad stuff, but no antiperspirants.
Right. And I will add to this, if you're going to, go to the doctor, the oncologist, and he or she says you have cancer in your lymph nodes, please don't let them remove your lymph nodes, because you don't have cancer in your lymph nodes. It's not that your lymph nodes cause cancer. They're desperately trying to move whatever is cancerous and disease through the lymphatic system out of the body. You have stasis. And so they remove the drainage canal because they have a medical degree. And they don't have the sense God gave them, because they're removing body parts that are not the cause of cancer any more than your breasts are the cause of cancer. So don't get radical preemptive prophylactic mastectomies like Angelina Jolie.
True. Yeah, what else do you say to that? True.
Take some selenium, iodine.
The body part is not your problem. Hmm. What's happening to the body part is a symptom that something's wrong in the body. So our medical geniuses decide to cut out the symptom.
Oh, exactly. It should be MG instead of MD, medical geniuses, and then, of course, geniuses are in quote, and it's opposite day, so you understand what we're talking about here. Now, it's not all doctors that are dunderheads, because many of them that are supporters or participate in these different Truth About series, like Truth About Detox, Truth About Cancer. Next one coming up, Truth About Pet Cancer. Is that right? Is that right, TMB?
It's coming up in the fall.
Truth About Pet Cancer, and we got some really good folks that are going to be contributing to that. And, of course, be on the lookout, because it'll sell out fast when tickets go on sale. They're not ready yet, but the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium Part 2. I said that right?
Part 2.
Happening soon. TMB, tell them what they need to know as we end the show for tonight.
Hey, remember that the power to heal is yours.
And TMB is awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.